Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
Pelican invites you to take a beach break at one of their coastal locations. Pacific City, Tillamook, Cannon Beach, Lincoln City, and now open in Rockaway Beach. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Thinking about a nice little warm, sunny beach day. May not be happening today, but I'm still thinking about it nonetheless. Today's Daily Ticker brought to you on the fan by Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach, with five coastal locations now. Dude. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Got
with
options.
The addition of Rockaway Beach, Oregon. Still haven't checked it out, but I'm looking forward to seeing it. You should too. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Pretty excited for this weekend's tilt. Been looking forward to this one for a couple weeks now. We got a top 20 showdown according to the College Football Playoff Committee with their recent rankings. It's Oregon going to Kinnick Stadium, where they have not been since 1989. We're excited to preview the game with our good friend, the longtime voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin on Twitter, at Gary Dolphin. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Brandon, Andy, good to be on with you. Yeah, it's, you know, Kinnick Stadium is a lot like Autzen Stadium. It's two family-friendly institutions venues that are old and homey, and boy, they are rocking and loud on game day. So it'll be no different this Saturday.
Well, we're looking forward to it. This is definitely a game that we talked about in like the July, August time of like if you're to go to a road game, the Whiteout Penn State game was going to be a big one, but Kinnick was right there in the conversation. We have a lot of the football to get to, but we're going to start off. We're a pretty loose base show here out West, Gary. We love our football, but we love to get to know our guests a little bit as well. We were just talking about, my last name is Sprague, and for the longest time, I, as a child, felt very insecure. Nobody could say my last name correctly when they'd read it out loud. It was a very embarrassing moment, and you've got a cool, kick-ass last name in Dolphin. So I want to play a fun Dolphin game with you, Gary. I have three bits of audio I'm going to play consecutively, and I want you to tell me, Gary Dolphin, what is the real Dolphin sound? So here's the first one. Here's the second one. And here's the third one. What is the real Dolphin sound of those three there, Gary?
I don't know. They all sound pretty accurate to me, pretty authentic. I know that last one is a fish from County Sligo in Ireland, where his ancestors came from.
There we go.
The first two, are they both dolphins?
Yeah. One human, yeah, one okay. Actual dolphin.
Yeah, my
co-host two different options
made
there.
The first sound effect out of his own throat, and the second one is one I pulled from the internet. So, yeah, real dolphins.
Well, Nico Regani always had fun with his family because over 4 years, and you guys know this, either a player's dad or mom or the player himself will come up and say, hey, no, it isn't pronounced that way. It's pronounced this way. Mm-hmm. So I got like six different pronunciations of Regani and a good Italian family that they are. And my other favorite one is we used to have a defensive end who was really good. He played like 6 or 7 years with the Cardinals in the NFL. And his name was Kenny Owabama. And it was, I believe, Somalian or Nigerian from Africa originally, and he came, and I asked him three times at three different press days, his freshman, sophomore, and junior years, and it was Iwobima. So his senior year, he comes to me, he says, hey, Dolph, it's Iwobima. I go, Kenny, I can tell he's serious. You know, he's 6'5", right. 275 pounds. I'm not going to argue with him. I said, what changed? He says, mom wants it pronounced a wubbum. I go, okay, mother's always right. But it's, as you know, if you're in this business, you're going to get taken to the carpet. You know, it just grinds me every time I hear somebody say, Kirk Ferentz.
Yes.
I say, people, he's been here 26 years. Can't we get it right? Ferentz. But I know you guys don't do that. So
no,
we're good.
Of course not. Now, did you enjoy growing up with the last name Dolphin? Was that a fun one to have? Did kids ever tease you? That's such a cool name. I can't imagine you got teased too often.
Well, I grew up with that. Yeah, and you're right. Well, they did tease. You know, they called you porpoise and fish, and that's okay. I mean, that's pretty tame by today's standards. And you know, I guess the history is it originally was spelled D-A-U-P-H-I-N, and as you know, in Ireland back in the 1300s, you could get in an argument over almost anything and have a spear shoved through your chest. And there were two factions of the Dolphins. One broke away and said, the hell with you people, we're going to spell ours D-O-L-P-H-I-N.
No way.
Actually, it was my ancestors. Yeah, I got the actual insignia of the castle adorning shield of the Dolphins that is a bony fish. So there you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How about that, man? Do you think you
that
guys
is an
were
awesome backstory?
Were you the family that probably launched the spear into somebody's chest, or do you know any of that?
Well, if we would change the writing of our last name, I'm guessing we'd throw a spear or a sword,
yeah,
too.
You're damn right you would.
Gary. Yeah, they both had castles over there, is what I'm told. You know, family trees are wonderful.
Yes, they are.
Gary Dolphin, our guest here, longtime voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes. We're looking forward to this matchup. Gary, what is the matchup with these two teams when you see what you've seen with Oregon and so far Iowa season? What is the matchup for you that you kind of circle and you go, the what dictates the game could break down into what matchup for Gary Dolphin?
Well, I think it's your outstanding quarterback, Dante Moore, against this Iowa defense. The Iowa defense is certainly legitimate. They've been legit, top 10 in most statistical categories for as long as I can remember. An amazing stat to me is through the last 10 seasons, not 10 games, but 10 seasons on average, the Iowa defense has given up less than 20 points a game. I mean, that's just a remarkable number. But if you've watched Norm Parker and now Phil Parker's defenses down through the years, they never change. They're a base 4-3. They'll alternate off that. They don't blitz a lot, but they'll send pressure on occasion. And their whole mantra, their whole MO is don't let anybody beat you over the top. Now, that's hard to do when you're playing Indiana and now Oregon, because when I watched the Ducks for 100 years growing up and always admired the uniforms, let alone their talent. But when you watch Oregon play, you know you're getting speed, you're getting athleticism, you're getting big guys on top of that can make plays. And so I think, the weather doesn't look real promising for Saturday, but I know you guys are used to rain and wind out in the great Northwest. And here in Iowa, it's now you throw in 35 degrees in November, and the elements perhaps could play a factor. But Dante Moore is, he's a Detroit kid. He knows what the Midwest is all about, and he's solid. And, you know, when you're playing a game for this much on the line, you're going to throw caution to the wind, as they say, and get after it. So right now I think it's Dante Moore and how he handles the Iowa defense. The Iowa front is spectacular, the down four, a lot of inexperience at the linebacker position, and then the safeties are great for the Hawks, and the cornerbacks are getting better. So that tells me Dante's going to be looking for those tight ends and those running backs over the middle, those short routes, get it in their hands and see what they can do.
It was a great story I heard from Phil Parker about recruiting a kid from Detroit High School in Michigan and having, you know, he's on the same team as Dante Moore, and Lanning, I think, was at one of the games recruiting him, and they bumped into each other on the sideline. So a lot of familiarity there. You guys have had a reputation for a long time of pulling off big upsets at home and being a really tough place for teams to go play. We all know there's different atmospheres throughout the course of the season that just are a little bit louder and a little more important, and we like to be loud every week. Where is this game just on the anticipation scale? When was the last time you have a comparable game like this of, you know, a big-time program, a top-10 team, and Iowa has a ton to play for, still alive for a lot of things in front of them? Where's the anticipation at for this one?
Well, it's up there with, you know, the first school I'll give you is Iowa State. I mean, it's no different than Oregon State. It's a war zone every year when the Cyclones and the Hawkeyes play. And what I always found unique about that game is it's Big 12 versus Big 10. You know, typically back in the day, Oregon State are in the same conference. Georgia Tech used to be, USC, UCLA, but Iowa State, that's Big 10 versus Big 12. So there's always a little extra salt thrown in the wound on that one. And it's no different than the interstate matchup now that you folks have there. That'd be the first game I'd start with. The other one would be, there are a bunch, but the other one would be just a few weeks ago when Indiana came to Kinnick. Up until that time, up until now, that's the loudest I think that I've ever heard Kinnick. And for a variety of reasons, it's a Big Ten game. Indiana, I think, was ranked second at that time and still are. And Indiana has been down for so long in football that it's kind of a fun story, really. And I know nobody's happy about losing to Indiana. The Hawks and the Ducks did. But that would be the second game. Whenever Michigan or Ohio State come to Kinnick, it's special. And you can add, and then there's the border rivals, Minnesota, Nebraska, Wisconsin. So it's hard to pick one, but if you pin me down, it would this one Saturday will rival all of those. And I'm not saying that just to, throw cake at the Oregon fan base, but the Ducks have been top 10 for a long time. And Kinnick was built in 1928. For $500,000. You probably pay a little bit more today to build that stadium. But it's, the history of Niall Kinnick, it's a salute to Military Week. So that's always extra special at Iowa, given who Niall Kinnick was and how he gave his life in World War II. He probably would have been a U.S. senator, might have run for president. He was a Phi Beta Kappa and the best player in America in 1939 when all of it hit the fans. So it's there's a lot of history, a lot of excitement building around Oregon coming to town. And, you know, to your point, I think I heard you say in your opening, they haven't been to Iowa City since 1989. Yeah. And that was a pounding that they put on Hayden Fry's team that year. And there's a lot at stake, let alone the college football playoffs, seeding the Big Ten championship race. It's just, it doesn't happen often around Iowa, but when it does, the fan base will be really jacked.
Last one for you, Gary, because we appreciate the time. If Iowa is to pull an upset and keep this thing close, because from a talent composite standpoint, they're very different, right? But Iowa's really good. It's a home game for them. The weather could get ugly. What's the score you envision if you're seeing Iowa win the game or it coming down to the wire?
I see 24-21, 20-17, something like that. I know both teams have, here's something we haven't even mentioned yet. The Hawks have the best special teams player, the most exciting player maybe we've seen since Tim Dwight in Caden Wiegen. And so he'll get everybody on their feet at least once or twice, and he could be a difference maker. And by that, I mean special teams could be a difference maker. Iowa has an All-American kicker and Drew Stevens, who just surpassed Nate Kading, for crying out loud, in total field goals for a career. So to me, if the weather holds like it's supposed to, if it does rain, if it is windy, then you're talking special teams or a turnover.
There you go. Good stuff. Gary Dolphin, the longtime voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, getting ready to make the call this weekend with Oregon going to Kinnick Stadium for the first time since 1989. You were a good sport in playing the Dolphin sound effect. No spears were throwing, so everybody's going to get out of this healthy.
We're all alive.
And it's good to have a new friend in the Big Ten. Gary, we appreciate the time. Have a good call and enjoy the game.
Good stuff, boys. Have a good day. Thanks for having me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.